Announcement. Can somebody adopt the agenda? Honorable Beth.
Good morning, Madam Chairperson. I propose that we adopt the agenda. Thank you.
I second the
adoption. Okay, the honorable member. The district, in front of us, we have a document saying report of portfolio committee sport and recreation on the performance of sport and recreation in South Africa budget vote 40 during the first quarter of the 2017-18. Can we have 5 minutes reading this and we'll take it from there. I thank you. Thank you. Honorable member, I'm suspecting that you were trying to recall when you were looking at this document, because it's what the department presented from to us, and I'm suspecting that we've raised questions and the clarification was been given even in the sight of the Auditor General. So I'm putting this that let's go page by page, and if you feel like adding and subtracting, we must do that. There's nothing new in this document. In recent past weeks, that's what we've been dealing with, but now it's on paper. Let's go to page one. The National Treasurer Consolidated Expenditure Report on the National Budget to the Standing Committee for the first quarter. So anything that you want us to go to page one. I'm seeing the hand from Honorable Van Kom.
Honorable Chair, this one, we were given a chance to go through it last week, in the first quarterly report, and I, the way I see it, I mean, it's well written, and the recommendations are useful. Maybe I'm far ahead. I thought maybe we should move for the adoption of this report. Be our first quarterly report.
Yes, that's what we asked honorable members that they must go and read. And when I was saying that, let's look at it, I wanted that we must check whether what we have said, is it in this incorrect in this document? That is the proposal, and I'm seeing the hand from Honorable Bev.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. With your permission, I will hand my document to some just little typos that can be corrected. Commas on also in this one series, but I'll give it to her where I've picked up errors. Thank you.
Honorable Michelle.
Okay, it's fine, but can I support that we go for, maybe go to the last page, which is recommendation and concern. I have another additional, either it's a recommendation, is addressing the issues of provinces. I think they must come up, because the way, this one I see it, but it's not that hard-hitting. I think the recommendation must say, they must obtain an action plan from departments in the provinces for information and reporting to the provinces. It must, there must be an action plan. I don't know how to put it in, but there must be an action plan, especially in different provinces, for us to monitor and evaluate, because we cannot only at the last quarter will say they didn't perform or they didn't report or they didn't use our money. Something that is hard teaching, I don't know. Thanks, John.
I've seen concerns in the last bullet of the consequences for provinces, which did not comply with the requirements for provincial grant transfers and impact on service delivery of programs and projects such as the National School Sport Championships. Honorable Mhlongo is saying that we need harsher recommendation of tone. So,
yeah, I'm covered with the concern, but the recommendation is not there.
Oh, in a recommendation
is not there. Cover this.
Okay. can honorable members hear that? I'm suspecting that you are all agreeing on that.
Yeah.
We can't not recommend.
Because
we raise concerns and we must have a very strong recommendation on that. Can we think that
try to obtain action plan from the department on how to address the performance information reporting from all provinces, something like that. Unless you know you're working.
Yeah. I'm suspecting that.
I think we should take it, but Sune must work on proper wording because of the cooperative governance. Decide that we should use it, that the minister, through the mechanisms that are in place, persuade the provinces to comply with the reporting on time. Yeah. So if you can structure it properly so that it complies with how we make recommendations.
Okay. Any other observation, additions? So the proposal of Honorable Bev and support by Honorable Mhlongo with additions. Let's take that you are adopting it with
amendments
of putting strong a recommendation on these consequences of from provinces. Thank you. Honorable members, now we are on the draft BRRR. It's the one that is just circulated. I wanted a direction because it's quite a big document that we are just receiving it. And honorable members, to be honest, Usune is doing overworking herself. Last night you are still doing this, and after day go and sleep, you will be collapsing. The problem that you are not having content advice, that's the work of content advice. But now Usune is doing it. And maybe we must appreciate the work that she is doing. So, because this document we're just receiving now, can we take another 30 minutes to read it? Raising a point of order. Honorable Khomo and then Honorable Mhlongo. Raise your mind. While speaking.
No, I was not raising a point of order.
No, you have right to do that.
I just want to check with Sune. What are the timelines like? So that we can know whether we must resolve to go and read it, make our, or you want us to comment now, given the timelines. Because we have just received it now, and I can see, I mean, I've just seen you have scratched there. It means even yourself, you are working under tremendous pressure. So I'm not sure. I thought maybe we should give you a chance to can explain whether if we give you a chance, you can work without us meeting today so that you can do I'm not sure. I'm just raising that because I saw that there are scratches there and it looks clumsy without putting pressure on you.
Thank you,
that you must be honest with us so that we must really not put you under tremendous pressure.
Thank you, Honorable.
I might get the response maybe at the
moment. Okay.
The timelines are the instruction and directive from House Chairperson was that the committee obviously had these two weeks. They requested that committees complete the process. In terms of the Act, there is still a period where the committee has a bit of leeway. If the committee has to complete its work before the Standing on Appropriations report, which gives the committee a little bit of room, although the committee always tried to cooperate and work with the programs that the directors of the programming committee, trying to assist Parliament to get its work done on time because of the bottlenecks towards the end of the year. The scratches there are just because it's still a work in progress. I still have to put the graphs of this year, etc., which is less analysis work. What I tried to do first of all was just to get the what was said at the meetings and that kind of things that the committee would really want to engage on, to put that down first. So the other things I can still top up on top. The things with the lines through was just to show me what was the similar info under those in the various places of the report previously. I actually started thinking, why do we have to write such a long report? But it would really help, even if members were to just give me an idea of what they liked and what they did not like towards the end of the document. That would really, I would appreciate that, and just the input and the idea to say, we would like to keep this, no, we don't like that. But it's up to the committee how they would like to proceed, of course. Thank you.
I want to propose something. I know that we don't have content advisor. I would propose that let's take this document and ask Mpumzi and Sune to sit together in order that Sune must have a second hand, in order that we must have a perfect document. Because really, even last night when she called me, he was still struggling to formulate something that we must talk on. And that's why Parliament employ a conduct advisor. Sune is not a conduct advisor. Mpumzi is a researcher, not a conduct advisor. So if we can ask this fully-fledged committee that let's give them time as from today, that they must sit and they will talk amongst themselves the relevant time, especially that we are still, according to timelines, we are still having time. So I'm proposing that let's ask Mpumzi, whilst he's a researcher, to sit with Sune in order that at least when we are going to prepare for our debates, we have a consolidated information report. That's my proposal. I've seen Honorable Mudeka, Honorable Bev, Honorable Musi. Thank you.
Thanks, Chairperson. I support your move, and also want to ask, how far is the recruitment of conduct advisor, because we can't be like that for so long, really. Now the committee is suffering.
Thank you, Honorable.
Thank you, Chairperson. Mine is in line with Honorable Mteke. I also wanted to know how far is the process and so on. But in the meantime, because we discussed this before, is it possible from your side as management that we could actually get Mpumzi to be acting, that he knows that it's part of his function, not his function because he's a researcher, but part of his function, that we don't get to this point we're lacking the part of content advisor. But whilst we have requested before that he assists on Sune, it's a request from me, what is the possibility of him acting according to Parliament, or getting an acting person, because it is difficult for Sune to keep a breath in the same breath. I'd like to say we appreciate both of you doing what you do and putting in the extra, burning the midnight oil. We really appreciate it. But unfortunately, we are a content advisor. Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay,
thank you, Chairperson. I don't think that what I'm going to say is different from what members indicated. I was just saying, Chairperson, that I call about your proposal. I was saying again that it's not for the time that you said this. He said previously, in my mind, when it was said, Chairperson, I thought I'm in the same way that Honorable Beth is as the person to do something, formalize. It must be official that here is a person here in Parliament. Here is a person is adding to what is, you know, normally would do. Obviously, it's a person when do that normally. That has to go with something that I think in person it would be a little bit salary if we inform the management about it. Somebody is acting. Then can there be, you know, engine sort of that's...
Thank you, Honourable Members. I once raised this thing in a committee. We all agreed. But I didn't write formal letter. I met Mr. Tshabalala. And I met the Secretary of Parliament saying that we don't have a content advisor, and the content advisor is the engine of the committee. I'm suspecting that maybe they can sometimes deny or say that you didn't say. So I'm suspecting as from today I'll be writing a formal letter asking that, because really I had to go to them as individuals and ask this. So even these two members, they supposedly they want maybe something which is official, especially maybe Mpumzi, because he's doing his research work and he has been there for a long time. I'm suspecting some of us will know that he has been complaining that he has been a research for a long, long, long time, and that means that something must be done officially. But in front of me, I'm getting this response that manager said interviews have been conducted. So which means I must write a letter to ask that information. It must be in writing, and they must tell the committee when is it going to finalize if they've conducted interviews. But it doesn't say that I must not take the mandate of committee to do this thing in writing. As I'm saying that I've spoken to them verbally, and I can tell we're not the only committee. The chairperson of Arts and Culture was telling me, she was telling me that since last year, they are good, somebody was doing that work. He has even taken by the government of Western Cape because he was so good, and then he left the parliament. He was acting but was very good. So I'm saying that we don't want to say that, no, because it's not only happening to our good self, we must hold arms. What I'm going to do, I'm going to take this suggestion to write a letter today, and then on behalf of the committee, will be needing a response next week with immediate effect. But so long,
that letter is going to be including what was saying that officially Mphumzi and Sune want them to assist each other to do what they are, I don't know whether I'm saying they are doing or Sune is doing. I asked Mphumzi, you want to go to Mike? I didn't see your hand. That's why I'm not recognizing you. I don't know what I'm doing. Before you, Mphumzi, Honorable Reverend.
No, Chair, maybe Mphumzi, Mr. Mphumzi has got that feeling that maybe I want to say the same thing, that Mphumzi must say and Sune whether they can assist us really, because we have attempted before and it looks like it has not worked. So Mphumzi must be honest. I mean, if you are to write that, whether that gap will be closed. Because you know, sometimes we'll just do it here and then find that still they are not working together, because we have attempted before. It's not to say the management has not attempted this thing before.
Okay, thank you. To respond to both Honorable Bev, Honorable Hong, I was approached by my line manager and Mr. Chabala, section manager. I have availed myself, I've committed myself, I've asked them to put it in writing. Up until today, they did. It must be in writing, right? So that come as a performance assessment time. They normally deal with us in assessment. There are parts of your work that are not appreciated. While you've overstretched yourself, because she's really doing some good work. And come assessment time, that's where we bend our fingers. That's why you're not the kind of work that you've done in a particular period is rated. The arrangement was informal. Now it's formal, at least it covers you to say, look, but this is what I have that we've agreed on. So why am I not considering what I've done on the basis of what we've agreed? If you leave it open like that, they normally take advantage and say, no, at the end we've agreed. Nothing to show on paper down the line.
Okay. Honorable members, we're just trying to solve this problem. We're in a big problem, ne? Because as I was saying to you that, even myself, I went to these individuals, Chamalala and Secretary Weber, and what Mphumzi is saying, he further followed, saying that they must put on writing. So I will try that today, on behalf of the committee, write a letter trying to formalize this thing, especially if even Mphumzi did tell them that they must formalize, in order that they both of themselves, they must know that they will assist. But in reality is that we are just in trouble and we can't work like this. Let's say today I will sit down with Sune and Mphumzi, and we'll be drafting that letter and we'll be writing it and I sign it. But so long, this is the document in front of us, Mphumzi. Sune volunteered to do it. We'll ask you to volunteer to assist this, that this document must be finalized, in order that next week we must get, this week when we finalize it, we must get it in order that next week we must see what are we going to say. We are just asking that for today, we are asking that at least this is a draft document. If you can polish it whilst we are writing the letter, I'm suspecting we'll be having a good paper to talk on as a committee.
Thank you very much, sir. I commit by next Tuesday the committee will refer to documents. However, can I request you that myself and Sunay not part of writing that letter to our managers? Yourself?
No, we are not going to write our drafting letter with you.
It comes across as if it's us who are pushing you because we've got vested interest.
No, this is not even myself, it's a committee recommendation that I must write that letter. Honorable members, in that note, are we all happy? We are trying our best that by next week we must have a clean document. Thank you for the cooperation of the committee members, because we have been having good relationship with the officials of this committee, but we were crippled by the parliament to take one of ours and not replacing until now. I'm taking this opportunity to thank honorable members that the next item in the agenda is committee minutes. Suna is asking that if we can flag these minutes because of drafting, deal with the minutes next week also. Okay. He's saying that the content is right, but it can have full of errors and honorable Bev seen in some other notes saying that there are errors. So what do you feel, honorable members? Can we read and correct and adopt to e corrections? Let's take the minutes of 10th October. When we have our 3 minutes of reading, I'm seeing your hand, honorable Manan. We didn't even see you. Welcome. We didn't see you.
Happy New Year, Chair.
Okay.
Thanks. I think, Chairperson, if maybe we can read the minutes and do some corrections and send them back so we can do the adoption by next week, because some of the errors are in line with this document. So
let's do that. Let's read the let's take the minutes of the 10th October. Can we have just 3 minutes to look at these minutes? Thank you. Let's go page 1. Correction. Page 2. Honorable Manana.
Chaperson, on page 2, on the table of the ascendant, I think the Honourable Shanga ever raised a question of why this table not mentioning the apologies on each table and the apologies on each table, because if you say apologies and absent, we don't know who was absent and we don't know who was absent here. I think we must correct that.
Point taken. We are on page 2, ne? And then page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Double mostly.
No, Chairperson, it's just a matter of of an explanation of phrasing, letter 5. No,
F.
Says ability to continue as a going concern is in doubt. I
5.
Page 5, sir.
I see that.
Point.
You need the clarification, not the this
to be phrased better, that it would you know, make a meaning.
Yes, but this part is what what was sourced from the Auditor General's presentation. I'm going to be careful not to put words in those very, very expert people's mouths, but it should I think it could be in the state annual report. I will go and have a double check if there's more text there. But this top part is the AGSA's input.
Another book there.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. The same as with D, just above. Says the liabilities all exceed total assets. To exceed, I don't know. Says liabilities to exceed total assets. I think it should be true.
Yes, it's good to correct that.
Thank you.
Page 6. Okay. Page 7. Page 8. Page 9.
Chaperson, on page 9, this is a proposal. On I, it's written the best fighters were in rural areas. I've got a suggestion that why can't we just say some of the fighters coming from some, using the word some. I don't know what that the comment saying, just a suggestion. If maybe we can say some of the fighters are from the rural areas, than saying best fighters.
But it's not I.
On page 9.
It's L.
The suggestion, Chair.
Best.
Fighters from the rural areas using the word some.
Yeah, of course we don't have measures of measuring that the best fighters are in rural areas, but it needs a...
How about fighters from the rural areas were among the best in the country?
Yeah.
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 page 10, page 10.
Check, can I get a subject on page 10? Edition number B. It should have been a title instead of delete B. Can you explain that?
There is yes. The I recollect that this type of classification is in the schedules to finance legislation, which will, for instance, I think that kind of entity would be classified where these ones do not generate their own funding and these do. I can look it up quickly for you, or I can just forward it to you. I know I have it in my collection of acts.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you get it, Honorable?
Sorry.
Okay. Page 11. Honorable members, page 11, I wanted to get exactly what is this G. SAPC was becoming better, was more structured.
Should have been a comma. SAPC was becoming better, comma, and it was more structured.
Now, SAPC will be better if it's professionally structured. I'm just looking it will be more, like instead of like the
was it?
But there must be a comma.
This is reported speech, which reported speech is always in the past. So that would be paraphrasing, I would say, one step further into the past. That's just a grammatical. But if it present tense, that would be a recommendation. It would be better.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to maybe rephrase. SABC was more structured, coming better. Because was better, was more structured.
I'm still confused. Honorable Vanahoma, Honorable Muteka, Honorable Shamut.
Maybe we should do away with that, but have what was said that SABC had issued a nationwide tender. The problem that we had before, they have addressed it by issuing out a nationwide tender for the promoters.
I'm happy. What are other members saying?
We delete the first line.
Thank you. Page 12. Honorable Manana, Honorable Mshong.
Oh, sorry about that.
Sorry, Chair, I want to take you back to page 11 FRSA has learned to open boxing league and girls and boys. If maybe we can remove one end there, then we must go to the number. The number, we must remove one R under this sentence on I. Number, the whole R is supposed to be one R, just to remove one R.
That's a moment.
Ms. Man, are you saying the sentence SRSA has launched the or an open boxing league and it was noisy to see. So that the, that part of Stringer's Girls and Boys, just delete that part.
What?
So it's deleted, the boxing league, and it was not worthy to see. So that's the list.
Private members, SRSA has launched open boxing league for girls and boys. To compete on equal footing.
Yeah, it's correct. Yeah.
It's correct. And it was not worthy to see the number of young girls from rural provinces. Let's go to page 12 by me.
I don't share the information on this, the last page. We'll discuss SASCOC after we've discussed that. I think it's omission, it's not here, and we took a decision, and the national tweet is not here.
We're on the 10th. I still have 11. Is it, did we discuss in the, did we discuss that on the same date? Because we have two sets of minutes.
If it's covered on the second minute, so yeah. It's covered. No, it's not even covered, sir.
It is.
What? Last page?
No. Let's, if it is not, we'll talk then, because we have two sets of minutes. Honorable Beth. Switch off, Honorable Song.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Can I again propose that I will give my copy? Because it's just a very, very small errors, like the errors, and you can just correct it. Thank you, Chairperson. On page 11, there's a few, but it's not the issue.
Can you adopt with these minutes with corrections? Okay. Any proposal? Or we'll adopt when they are cleaned on next week?
Not sure, we can move.
Okay. Honorable Rahom?
No, Chair, I move for the adoption with amendments.
Any second?
Seconded.
Honorable Mshongo seconded. I thank you, Honorable Member. Let's go to the minute of the 11th. Let's take another few minutes to look at the minutes.
I'm reading these minutes, Chair, off records. I'm just thinking of education. I don't know what is happening. Education. I'm reading the minutes, but there's this education thing.
No, it's your, maybe we have dreamt about education. Now
you have focused in this political party, other political.
I don't know now what. Both of you talking about Nikulumangani, we are on the minute of the 11th.
I'm just thinking, remember education and sports, same thing.
We are on the minute of 11th.
Something is happening now, and I'm disturbed with education and sports.
Honorable Mhlongo, don't disturb us also.
I don't have to send you the same with us.
I
must go update this because I had the wrong one. The chief for me to check to fix it up. No, that was enough.
I don't know about it. Yeah. Sure. I'll play to reshuffle the
shape. This
I saw Bev on TV just now.
So you too.
Just now.
No. We are all politicians, and I know that one other day I was saying that no wonder how many members who are listening, everybody is in his phone, on her phone. So now here comes the reshuffling.
It's your turn now.
people now, they are politicians, they're supposed to have an interest. If you go to your News 24, there is a reshuffling which is going on. So I've seen the members. Some of us were not surprised. This is our government. Reshuffling is always
there.
Thomas Bongo.
This is the cabinet reshuffle.
Can we have some reshuffling here?
Yes, I want to reshuffle those three, Malana, Mhlongo, and Muteka. I want to reshuffle them.
But we're not going to have a committee for
us. You're not going to have a committee.
One month to go. I had this morning.
On the doorstep of a national conference.
Honorable members, can you go to page 1? Page 2. The committee is not affected. We are still having our own minister.
Not on the minister.
No, I'm saying that your minds must come back to our own work. So we are having the walking TVs. Your News 24 can.
About what?
Page 3.
Share on page 2, same thing myself, I'm sorry. apology after his mother notified.
So now it's just difficult. I didn't entertain in the first time. Now again he's saying that it's difficult to do that.
Can you assist, sir?
Okay.
What you can either, if there's an apology, for example, the member, I must say A, then absent it must be B. Oh, opposed to A, but absent without notice. I'm just saying if it's absent without notice, it's absent completely, something like that on your treasury here. I'm not sure. We cannot, as an example, if all of them have apologized, they must say apology here instead of just being blank. But if they're absent, it must be absent without an apology.
Thank you. And let's go to page 3.
Yes, thank you. I also want to just add to that, and maybe just for clarity for Sunay's sake, once a year we get the schedules, you know, then we ask you for our apologies. And politically, if it's absent without notice, it means something else than just absent and apologies. So it is quite critical that it's correct, recorded correctly, because if you're absent without notice, you can be fired. Thank you.
Want to say something?
The apologies are also forwarded to, if I'm not mistaken, and option. So those are processed. Everyone we receive are forward up are processed. But the concern is that there are also alternate members who do not have. They have other committees. They're alternates. So to say that this person did not apologize doesn't really make sense, because this person can possibly be at every meeting and they do not have alternate members. But yes, I will attempt to, and sometimes I'll stop there.
No, but I'm suspecting that we are raising another issue of alternative. We know who are our alternative members, but Honorable Mute, I don't know why are we discussing this. I was thinking that initially we have taken it that the format must be corrected if members are feeling like that. And Sune is saying it's difficult, but I don't see any difficulty if we are correcting, and you must just put the format that members they are feeling that. The format will assist the committee. Honorable Moteka.
Thanks, Chairperson. I think we have long time taken that decision, that this thing should be separated. It's not the first meeting we're talking about this thing. And I think the resolutions of the meeting must be respected as such. Because we cannot come now and say, let them be separated. For example, I don't know if between myself and Ms. Abrahams, who was absent and who did apologize and all that, without mentioning the alternative. So, really, I must be able to prove to anyone that I did apologize without going through that those documents or reporting process she's talking about. Through the minutes, everybody must be able to see that this person just go out. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Members. I'm suspecting that Sune will be taking the advisor of the committee. Committee feels that. So, let's not discuss further. Page 3. Page 4.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. J, it had to be a cluster and run by us. It's us, the portfolio committee. They can just correct it if it's us, because us, anybody. And the bottom two, education, signing a pledge with us.
Which page are you
talking? Sorry, page 4. Page 4 and J. It had to be a cluster and run by us and the minister. So just clarity on the us. And the sentence below also us. Just clarity on that. And then the bottom, J. And then at the bottom, chairperson, B, under replies by the minister on federation sponsors and sponsors. Just one deleted, thank you. But just clarity on the us, thank you.
Honourable members, I'm trying to check the cluster, first and foremost. It had to be a cluster and run by us. Which cluster? What were we talking about? Because cluster is another thing. And it had to be a cluster and run by us. And the minister was requested to get help and education, signing a pledge with us to signing with us to that they commit to try. I'm suspecting the whole sentence, it need to be relooked, because as I'm reading so many things that is not clear what Usune wanted to say. Let's go to H on transformation and the broadcasting of sport. It was agreed that sport is a business, but one wants to focus on the delivery, not the events, but on the process. Health and education had to be included. They kept on cocking a dart. To the Minister of Sport. It had to be a cluster and run by us. Oh, I'm suspecting here it's this.
Approach this whole problem of transformation.
You know, the we were discussing about the transformation and the communication and on the broadcasting of events of e-boxers when e-boxing is on. Honorable members, they were saying that SABC is not doing well to broadcast the boxers when they are fighting. So now I wanted that you must recall now, what is these sentences wanted to say? Do you still remember that there was an issue which we discussed of SABC, which is not cooperating as it was supposed to? Like, I do remember immediately after the meeting, the Boxing South Africa, they had have an interview that they must explain. Because they promised, got promised that sport and recreation now has spoken to SABC, but there was a complaint through members that there's nothing like that which was going on. So if you HIJ, this sentence wanted to explain something which I wanted that let's assist and assist Sune to put it to a context. No one is trying to assist Sune on this, honorable members.
I think if one, first of all, just make all those three one point so that it will flow, follow on each other. I recall there was a discussion about what was really foundational to transformation, the crucial elements that had to be successful. And as I recall, it was
There was a concern that school sport had to be successful, that facilities were crucial, and also this, the impact that sponsorship had on all this, probably also linked to broadcasting. I was also busy with other things, but that is the sense I got. So I think the concern was also about the cooperation, and so this cluster, I think that the sentiment was that the approach or the work should be done as not only by one, but it should be a collective effort, and it should be led by the sport. The sport part of it, this whole, because it was about school sport and about sport facilities and about, so to be able to achieve that, I think that was what I meant.
Yes. Yeah. No, Chair, I think Sune has got it, that we should, transformation is a combination of various factors, like he had mentioned, but also there is a need for cooperation from various key departments, for instance, education, health, and social development. Hence, the need that they need to cooperate more closely. So it's more a question of just tightening those sentences from age, I and J. Yeah, make them one.
1 point.
Okay. So, let's go to page 5. Also, we need to appreciate what Sune is doing. Really, I felt that he's doing an excellent job writing minutes and doing all other things, really. But I'm happy that the approach that we are doing is to assist, that we must have precise things that we have spoken to. So don't feel bad, Sune, when we're correcting, because, yeah, no, I know. Yes. Because I was not expecting that already these minutes are with us whilst we were busy with other things. Page 5, yes. Honorable Nana, Honorable Musi.
On page 5, meaning for the 11th, on B, school football, even teachers were divided between, I just want to get the clarity here, is it SAFSA? Because SAFSA is just South African Film and what, or is it SASFA? Let's correct that, South African School Football Association.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, it's just a mistake. Yes, that's the mistake.
Thank you very much, Professor. No, sir, I'm not sure, but I think we need to lead this for a time under comments queries. Let us see. MIG 300 million project was a pilot. I don't see there is anything with it. But I'm just concerned about this whole thing of it being a pilot. When in actual fact it is 15% of the MIG, it's the 15% should be an allocation. It should be that the department is entitled to that. Now, as I read it, I'm coupling it with what's written on D. The money was given on provision that it was a pilot project. Treasury would then decide whether it would be permanent. Now, if it's a permanent, it's a pilot, anybody can decide whether it works or it does not work. And if it does not work, then they can just decide away with it. I'm saying we need to sit together with the DG and check as to why this was agreed upon initially as a pilot rather than an allocation entitled to the Department of Sports. Thank you very much.
I'm suspecting, Honorable Musi, the minutes were written on upon us that we were not happy about the project, but we have said we cannot reject that 300 million. But we even said as a committee, fully fledged committee, we still persuade this thing of MIG that it must be in the committee, in the department, because it was the compromise of UDG or of the department with the treasurer and UCOGTA. I've noted that I'm still on the floor. So what we are saying and what is written here, if you still remember, as this committee, we were not happy about not having these funds to the Department of Sports and Recreation. And on that day of these three departments, the argument was saying that we cannot reject any funding on MIG, but we're saying that why is not being given to the department? But we have said, once the Department of Sports and Recreation agreed of this project to be given to COGTA, as this committee was still going to persuade that we are not happy, I'm suspecting the meeting that we are calling, which now it's a bit postponed because the department is not going to be with us. What we are raising, it's what we've raised long ago, but just now the minutes, it's off that day. But you must bear in mind that we didn't agree, but we've said we cannot reject this money. And as we're speaking, that money is not with the department, but it's a MIG. It's a pilot project. And we even said they are giving this pilot project, is it because we cannot do well with this money? They were shifting a responsibility, which we said as this committee, DG and ministry, even if we have agreed upon this, we are not supporting you, but we cannot say that we are not taking this money. So I'm suspecting this discussion is still open. We cannot let it go like that. Honorable,
no, Chair, you are correct, because the 15%, we should pursue the 15%, you know, spending by municipalities of 15% in fact. We should still pursue that. But the point that we were making here is that while we were demanding that the MIG fund, the 15% ring fence, should be rather be given to the department, right? Now that became the compromise on what we were demanding. So, and they also decided to give it to COGTA, which is a problem, because we are not in charge of the performance indicators. The performance indicators are there with COGTA, and COGTA itself, that is the point that I was making, is not a priority to them because it is something to do with facilities. So we then said we need to still pursue the 15% ring-fence in our meeting with COGTA, Treasury, and the department. So it is the meeting that is still coming. So that point was just making that point that while it's a pilot project, but we must still pursue the fact that we are of the view that money should be driven by the Department of Sport.
Chairperson, I think we are losing it now because we're dealing with the minutes. Minutes is the actual
of what was said in the meeting. So now I see we also go into our thoughts around these things and all that. You're not going to finish. The reason why some of us we are quiet is because we were not there. But now when you get to discussions of opinions, you are inviting us.
Okay, Honorable Muteke, that's what I've clarified, saying that the minutes are the minutes of the discussion of that day. And this issue of pilot, we did discuss not in the minutes of the last meeting. So I was trying to clarify that these minutes are right the way it's written, because it was a discussion of that day. Irrespective of the pilot project that we're saying we're taking. No, you're correct. I was trying to clarify that according to the minutes, it's right. Page 6. Can we, in page 6, have matter arising on the study visit to Juba? There it is now. Any information? Yes, Honorable.
Thank you, Chair. I think we need maybe to gather information from Sunei if she did already write that letter.
No, that's we are repeating what I'm asking. I'm saying that there is a matter arising about study visit to Tupa, and I'm saying it's a matter arising. We need information because we've said we must get that. We are supporting myself.
Miss Maslamyana has very kindly obtained costing for the committee on flights and some other costs. I have not done any work on the brief on Cuba because of time constraints. What I'd like to point out is that the costing obviously is not specific, because the destinations and terms of reference of exactly what the committee is going to see had not been set out yet, but the big picture, Ms. Mashanyana said that she was able to obtain for us the costing, more or less, what it would be.
Honorable members, when Content Advisor left, he left having the concept document, and so if we have a problem of that, he's still in this department. Because if we are delaying this thing, we can't start by a cost. We start by input, a request of why are we taking a trip. And that document, Debo presented here, saying that, you know, when we are taking a trip, you must have objectives. Why are you taking the trip? You have that. So I don't have any problem with the cost. You don't start with the cost. We start with the aim to go to that country. Why are you going there? And that information, it's in your iCards, if I can say that. But if we are getting a problem, Utebo is still in this department. You must ask him to give you, because you are not going to present the course without presenting the purpose of visit to a country.
When I looked at the brief that was given, there were a few points, about 4 points of what the committee would like to do. One of them was
can just a moment, if you didn't do that, we are asking you that today also you must have a chance of compiling that. When we don't want you to report to us now, we have said apply, and when we are applying, you apply with the purpose of the visit. So we're giving you the chance, because we know, Sune, that this work is too much. We're giving you the chance that you must consult with your former colleague, who is still your colleague, because he is in this department, to take that report and consolidate it, and coupled with the course. So you cannot go to the Office of House Chairperson presenting the cost without that. So if it's not yet done, let's not do it here today. We are assisting you that coupled with the cost, it must be purpose of the visit. And the purpose of the visit, it was there. No, I'm saying you must take what was said as a committee. We are not yet applied, so we cannot discuss now application here. Am I wrong, honorable members? We are not yet applied. You can't apply by doing a course. You apply by putting the purpose of visit, and the purpose of visit we have discussed here, and it was written points by points, those points that you want to show to us, take them and coupled with the cost that really it was then, the cost supposed to be different. That's what I can say, that we are allowing you to do that. And we are not saying that, please, you didn't do anything, but we're saying that make it our priority.
I think on the email of the 11th October, Sunea did send that what we're asking her to do, because it's an old document from 2015. So that thing has got the object, the aims, everything, the purpose of why we go in there and all that. So I think she might just go through that again and then.
Say something, Sunea. We don't want to. When you are not here, you are stuck again. I'm seeing you that you are still doubting what are we saying. Say something, because we want this thing to happen.
No, I'm definitely not doubting the committee for a second, ma'am. What I would like to request of the committee is the objectives are clear. They best practice mechanism for necessary for effective monitoring of sport plans, etc. School sport is a vehicle for creating physically active society and develop sport and to interact with others. What I would like to request is if the management committee, obviously, first of all, one would want to meet with the sister committee in Cuba, right? The money aspect and the monitoring aspect. So there would be, for instance, if one would go, you would see something like the Ways and Means Committee, or you would want to see also a metro. Details like that would be what would be needed to cost this very accurately and also make a very convincing application and motivation for the application.
We're giving you the mandate to do that. Thank you so much. That's what we're giving you officials to do. Anything you want to say, ma'am?
Yes, yes.
Okay. We're giving you that today, the whole week, before the end of the week, this application must reach the Office of House Chairperson. Unless we're having serious problems that you will consult the chairperson that, no, we are stuck here. But as we've said last time, honorable members, also the meeting with SASCOC, as I'm sitting here, the president of SASCOC called me once I was in a meeting during the weekend, and I SMS'd him saying that I'm in a meeting, please call me later he didn't call me. Let's hear from the office whether what was the issue. Did he call the office? Did he change? Is such cock still coming?
Emails to them have been sent, ma'am. I was just trying to confirm whether the scan has been, the letter has been forwarded to them from your office.
Mpums, we're asking that work with NIPC with this thing of Ichuba also. If you have time. Also, her hands are full.
I did the background paper, it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, we've said it must be January. Honorable members, still remember, of course, we said to December, it's very near. We've said January, and we've said look at the program of Parliament. So it's very important that sometimes we must listen, because we proposed January, and we've said you'll be looking at our program, what it is saying, and then dates you'll communicate with us when we have looked at the program of Parliament for January. Thank you.
Very often, Chairperson, what we will have to do first is delays with the international relations.
Yes.
Sometimes countries will say, we cannot receive you now because,
mm-hmm.
for instance, we have something
mm-hmm.
on. So that would definitely be actioned as soon as possible to just establish whether this would suit the hosting country.
You know, some of things we didn't even want to get to details. Of course, we have been here doing the work of Parliament. First and foremost, you'll check, as we are saying. We didn't want to say that because we know that, you know, you don't just go to another country without checking them, the position, whether they can accept us. It's then that you'll take a decision and come and report back saying that that month or that date which you have proposed, country A can't accept and receive us. They propose further dates and further month. So it's operational things that we are looking at. So we are agreeing that you must divide among yourself, assist this committee, because the content advisor who was going to do this, at least Mpums was with Utebo when they were doing this concept document. Assist us that next week we must get what that country is saying and what is our program is all about. Because international relations is always involved when we're applying for a trip. With such cock, was still having that 24th that they are going to come. I don't have any. I've said we must write a letter. Since when? Okay, honorable members, I'll take care of what your honorable Sune is saying. Because I've said the letter must be there, because they was just changing of dates by themselves. That's the thing, that I was not thinking that I must write a new letter. We did invite them on May, and they are not yet with us now. So the question of me signing another letter, it's one other thing, because they've been postponing since May a letter which I signed then. So I'll assist, but I was not thinking that I must write a new letter. It was a reminder
of invitation of themselves. Am I wrong, honorable members?
No.
Fast talk was supposed to appear in May. I don't see any point that I must write a new letter. But instead, I was thinking that the office is going to remind them, based on the letter which I wrote on May, that they are not here today. So it was a reminder, Sune, and a reminder must be from your office. Honorable members, can we adopt the minutes? Honorable Manan.
Before I adopt this minute, I think that reminder, there must be some harsh word. May, June, July, August, September, how many months? That he doesn't show respect. I'm still maintaining that. And I will still be saying it, even if he is here. He don't respect this committee. So I adopt this minute. Thank you.
And second, does no one want to second the minutes? Honorable Musi?
I'm a seconder on the proposal with amendments. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you. Honorable members, really, the question, it's my comments now. The question of Ustas Kok, there's something which is fishy, which I don't like it. I must say, record it. Because I can't write a letter in May and I'm expected to write another letter. Because we discuss here, when Honorable Mhlongo wrote a letter to me saying that he wanted that we must call Ustas Kok, I've responded saying, Honorable Mhlongo, I was already called then. And until now, Ustas Kok is not with us. I was not thinking that I must write any other letter except that I wanted the office to remind Ustas Kok that that date of 24th, which they've decided to give us, we're not aware with their problems, and we took it as it, maybe they were having serious problem, but I can't now expect it to write another letter of the letter of May. So I'm insisting in the office of Sune that she needs to remind them that this committee is still waiting for themselves to come in the committee. The meeting adjourned.
I know.
Yeah.